He calls it a systemic failure, blaming overcrowding and unsafe conditions tied to the policy that allows young adult criminals to be housed with kids.
It's simply not working. The mission is not being fulfilled. They're not getting the education and the rehabilitation services they need to be successful. And it's costing the state on the order of 3 times as much to keep some of these young adults in the juvenile rehabilitation program.
Braun wants full transparency, firings, and a 30-day action plan from the Department of Children, Youth, and Families.
Republicans have proposed several pieces of legislation, from changes to how population is managed to changes on security, none of which have made it out of the Democratic-controlled legislature.
He's pushing for bipartisan hearings to investigate leadership failures and policy breakdowns that endanger inmates and staff. In Olympia, I'm Tracy Ellis.